AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Rough weather in the forecast for northern parts of the country. Snow in the Pacific Northwest and in upstate New York. Lake effect snow could bring up to 9 inches of accumulation. In the south, it was twisters. Widespread damage reported in Montgomery, Alabama. This woman's home was battered.
Get in the closet and we just stay and we can hear things falling and everything. And we just pray, God, please take care of us, please. And he did.
Audio courtesy of WBMA-TV. Dozens of tornadoes were reported in Louisiana and Mississippi as well. A state dinner tonight in Washington. The Bidens host the first couple of France. Emmanuel Macron is not hiding his displeasure with aspects of President Biden's signature climate law. Macron says it will have an enormous negative impact on European countries. The House has passed legislation to avert a national rail strike.
The joint resolution is passed.
The bill would bind rail companies and workers to a deal brokered by the Biden administration in September, but voted down by 4 of the 12 unions involved. Democrats aligned with labor have criticized Biden's move to intervene, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded by adding a second vote, adding 7 days per year of paid sick leave for rail workers. That measure passed by a much narrower margin, 221 to 207, with Republicans overwhelmingly opposed. It now goes to the Senate. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve will push rates higher than previously expected and keep them there longer, all in an effort to fight a stubborn bout of inflation. A judge has declared a mistrial at the rape trial of that 70s show actor Danny Masterson. Jurors were said to be leaning toward acquitting him, but they deadlocked. This is AP News. Bandmates and music lovers around the world are remembering Christine McVie.
Don't stop, hold me, say you love me. Christine McVie's musicianship transformed Fleetwood Mac from a blues band into a hit machine. McVie had been playing piano since childhood. She married bassist John McVie and joined Fleetwood Mac in the early 1970s. Even though she and John split, they continued making music together until McVie left the band for 16 years. McVie said in a 2014 AP interview, taking time away from Fleetwood Mac was time she regretted.
I did want to play music again, but there was only one band that I ever would have considered.
MRG Zaraletta.
The Voice of America says the Taliban has banned FM radio broadcasts in Afghanistan from Voice of America and Radio Free Europe. The agency says Taliban authorities said that they had received complaints about the programming. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.